Manitoba Agriculture reports, despite isolated thunderstorms over the past week, accumulations in many parts of the province are running well below the 30-year average. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says we saw isolated showers and thunderstorms in different parts of the province, with some accompanied by intense rain and hail.
The most rainfall over these past 7 days was received in the eastern, the central, and then western portion of the southwest region. You know, it really, the rainfall, it doesn't go over a blanket area necessarily. So there are definitely areas that have had a lot less over this season than others. So when we think about, you know, comparing to the 30-year average, the east, northwest, and Interlake regions, they have had the least amount as compared to their 30-year. And so they're actually sitting at about 50% of what they would typically have received between May 1st and July 13th here. And then the central and southwest, though, having received a bit more, but still they're less than 70% of that 30-year average. So top of mind would be kind of east, northwest, and Interlake having received the least to this point. Some of the rainstorms were also accompanied by both intense rain, but also some hail. So hail damage was also looking to be estimated here in the next kind of 5 to 7 days.
Wilson says farmers will be wrapping up fungicide spraying over the next week. She says the recent warmer weather has moved crop development forward quickly, but the condition of those crops is dependent on the amount of rain they've received, so growers will be looking for more rain. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.